I think churches should prioritize threads because visually it's aesthetically pleasing and you can get a new base audience as well as the current audience you already have into one place. Minus the guy that's acting like a tyrant when he don't get his way. So that's where you would have peace of mind knowing that you have this application and it's not going to be a whole lot of pushback. You can just put your content out there without hesitation. Now, if I'm a pastor though, and I have opinions and I want those opinions to get traction, then I'm going to mosey over there to Elonin's traction hall and let it go off.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, joined by DK Hammonds, and we're going to debate today. And I don't know who's going to choose which side, but we're debating X versus Threads. So, DK, well, where do we start?
First of all, let's start with the fact that Don Lemon tried to do an interview with Elon Musk. We're going to get right to it. Okay. He tried to do an interview with Elon Musk this week. And to Don Lemon's surprise, Elon started Eloning. And when he started Eloning, Don Lemon Eloning was in for the ride of his life. And if you don't know the story, Don Lemon was supposed to be in a verbal contract with Elon to take his platform to what he would deem as a free speech platform. And to his chagrin, he found out how much speech really cost. And it cost him his opportunity on X. Now, I say that because I'm a person that's on Twitter. I still dilly-dally in Twitter. Twitter has sent me boxes to my house as a brand ambassador, all that kind of stuff. So I'm for the platform of Twitter. However, Twitter can stand to do more. And if I am a person on the social media platform, in which I am, I'm looking at Threads to seeing what Threads is doing different, because they're not doing nothing new that you hadn't seen. I don't like necessarily like Threads slow build, but I like a consistent build out to just see. And I think they just got search, a search engine, which is the most important piece of social media and application is the search. Can I search it? So if I am debating you and I'm saying, Niels, yes, Twitter has been around and they have equity and they have platform. I think Threads has surpassed them with users. I think they're going to build a more secured product over time. They will not have the personality of Elon, but they will have a better application over time.
So,
please.
Let me push back of what one that the Elon Don Lemon experience is fascinating. And I think it's going to create a curiosity of what, you know, like, and I think it's creating clarity of like, this is an Elon owned platform. He's going to do what he wants. But I think, you know, one of the things that I'm bothered by is that we didn't actually get the Mark Zuckerberg.
You wanted that fight that we were promised
early on. And so that I wanted that fight and I was betting on Zuck showing up, you know, and putting Elon in his place. But, you know, I'm actually probably a bigger fan of Elon in that I just love that he has crossed into, I mean, a guy that can take PayPal to where he did, to take a car company to where he has, to buy X, to launch space rockets. He can do anything, I'm convinced of. And he's so intrigued. What he's doing, Neuralink right now, I'm seeing some of the recent stuff come out of that. Fascinating developments. But he's also, he's Elon, and he's chaotic, and you never know what you're going to get. And I like that he was trying to bring on Don Lemon to say, like, look, I'll have Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon on the platform. Now, Don Lemon has not been kicked off of X. He's just not going to get paid to be on the X. And I think that's Elon's right. And I'm a-okay with that. And so it, you know, I think there's a lot of layers to this, but I will say that what my, you know, what's been interesting is there was all these questions about, was Twitter going to survive? Was X going to survive? They fired half their team. And I think what we haven't seen on X is tremendous growth that wasn't possible. But we also haven't seen it die. I don't like the name change. The more it's kind of stuck around, I still call it Twitter. And so the switch to X, and I listened to an interview with Mr. Beast the other day, and he's like, I don't like putting my videos on here because I call them my X videos, and it sounds like a porno video. And it's like there's a lot of brand issues with it being called X. And I think we just Twitter had, it was a known brand and not a bad brand. And so Twitter's need to change Elon's need to change it is confusing. And so I still don't call it, like, do I call a tweet an X post, or like there's still a lot of brand confusion with the platform change. But, the end of the day, I find myself, and I can only speak for myself, going to X still every day, mostly for trending topics. And it's how I pay attention to sports and news. And it's really good. And to your point, search, you know, now Threads, the only reason I even still see Threads is because Instagram is forcing me to when I get on Instagram and I get these reminders. Now, I do have clients that were putting content on Threads and some of it's getting pretty decent engagement. I think, though, because Instagram is forcing that content to get some engagement. And they had this wild ride of getting to 100 million users so fast because they were Instagram. But I'm convinced that people are not that interested in text-based content. And I think you even see, I think this is the wisdom of where Elon is trying to take X is they're integrating payments into it. They're trying to prioritize video on the platform. And he knows that X as it was, or Twitter as it was, is not that appealing. That's why TikTok blew up. It wasn't X. It was video. And so while I think there's still a place for text first content, I think Elon's direction of it being diversified from an engagement perspective is wiser than basically Threads saying we're going to go back 10 years in social media and give you that. I just don't think it's what people were looking for or needing. And I think it was a miscalculation by Meta. And honestly, my prediction is I think they're going to end up shutting it down based on the engagement they're seeing. And that's not unlike Meta. They've done that before with other apps where they, you know, if you think about IGTV and some other things of like features, they're like, you know what? We tried and the attention just isn't there because at the end of the day, it's not there. The advertising dollars won't be there and it's not worth continuing to support. So that's my prediction. I think X is going to win out between the two.
Say goodbye to clunky tools. With DonorBox Ministry Matters, raising funds becomes seamless and efficient. Picture this: easy to use donation forms integrated seamlessly with your website, and powerful analytics to track your progress. It's more than just fundraising. DonorBox Ministry Matters fosters connections and community, inspiring lifelong support for your cause. Ready to grow your church giving? Visit DonorBox.org to discover how DonorBox Ministry Matters can elevate your ministry's impact today.
Now, I think the question, DK, is where should churches be prioritizing between X and Threads? Or should churches even be prioritizing X and Threads?
I think churches should prioritize Threads because visually it's aesthetically pleasing and you can get a new base audience as well as the current audience you already have into one place. Minus the guy that's acting like a tyrant when he don't get his way. So that's where you would have peace of mind knowing that you have this application and it's not going to be a whole lot of pushback. You can just put your content out there without hesitation. Now, if I'm a pastor, though, and I have opinions, and I want those pinions to get traction, then I'm gonna mosey over there to Elonin's traction hall and let it go off. That'd just be my opinion on that.
So I'm gonna say, right. Well, I'm gonna say two things. I'm gonna say if I'm choosing between the two, okay. I'm gonna choose X to grow. Now I also, and I actually recorded a video earlier today, and I don't know when it will release, but I lost access to my Twitter account about 2 months ago, and I can't get access back. And I pay for premium service with X, and it's interesting now that I'm thinking about it, is I lost access after I canceled my premium service. That might, I don't know if that was tied together. I'm just going to start some rumors here, DK. But that said, I can't get, like, I've actually even talked to their support, and I can't do double authentication to my phone for some reason. I can't get text messages, so I can't even get into my Twitter account, and it's driving me. Jesus. And I've got 100,000 followers on there, and I've been on there for like 15 years, and it's just annoying that I can't get onto. And so this is where it's rented property. I get it. I can get kicked off at any point. It is what it is. That said, if I look at the two, I think Elon, as crazy as he is, he always wins. And Elon is not going to let X loose. He's going to keep pivoting and figuring it out. And all bets were against him with, especially I think with Tesla and SpaceX. And I think with, you know, like the guy wins. And so I think, long term, he's not going to let this loose, and he's got now more resources than he's ever had and more platform than he's ever had. And so if I'm guessing where audience and attention is going to be in the future, my bet is way more on X than Threads. That said, where attention is right now in, you know, kind of midway through 2024 is not on X or Threads. It's on Instagram, it's on TikTok, it's on YouTube. I would say then it's on Facebook, then maybe X, then maybe Threads. And so as I look at priorities, I would say I probably would, you know, maybe repurpose some content to Threads and X, but you know, I wouldn't be looking to, like, this is going to be a primary social media platform for us. Yeah. I think it needs to stay an afterthought. And I hate ever saying that about social media, but I think Pinterest is the same thing. Pinterest still has a platform and attention, but I think Pinterest should be an afterthought for most churches and ministries, unless, you know, you have a niche opportunity there. And I just don't see X or Threads. I've yet to see anybody go viral on Threads or have some kind of, like,
you can't go viral without
floating on Threads.
I have seen that on X a little bit.
Yeah. And so, it's surprising me that Meta is as developed as they are with their other platforms, and they launched Threads with such minimal functionality. And I think their perception was probably the minimalist approach is what's appealing. But I think they missed, you know, what the power of Twitter search and Twitter trending, and some of that other functionality that has historically been so good. Now, I think X is getting really kind of crowded, and they're prioritizing their, you know, I forget what they call it, but the AI engine right there in the app. And it's like, nobody's using that. And they tried to do the check mark of $15. You know, there's been plenty of mistakes, but I think that's Elon's way. I think he, even with Tesla, he experimented with a lot of things, and he had even like the flamethrower gun, and like, he's chaotic, you know, at times, but he wins. And so the chaos, I think, is going to lead X to a destination of, I don't know that they'll ever compete with Instagram or, you know, YouTube, but I think they're going to stick around. And if I were to bet, I think Threads might last to the end of 2024, but it wouldn't surprise me if 2025 Threads no longer exist. It would shock me if in 2025 X didn't still exist. So that's where I'd bet on X over Threads. But from an investment standpoint, I'm saying neither.
Are you looking for a simple, seamless way to raise funds and support your ministry's mission. Meet DonorBox Ministry Matters, the ultimate fundraising solution tailored specifically for the needs of nonprofits like yours. DonorBox Ministry Matters has got you covered. With their intuitive online donation platform, you can easily connect with your supporters and streamline your fundraising efforts like never before. Picture this: effortless donation management, customizable donation forms to match your ministry's branding, and robust reporting tools to track your progress, all in one user-friendly interface. DonorBox Ministry Matters goes beyond just raising funds. It empowers you to cultivate stronger relationships with your donors, engage your community, and amplify your impact. Whether you're a small nonprofit or a large church, DonorBox Ministry Matters is the partner you need to take your fundraising to the next level. Visit DonorBox.org today to learn more and start making a difference with DonorBox Ministry Matters. That's DonorBox.org.
Oh, well. No, we can wrap
any final
up this
thoughts?
Debate. Thank
we wrap
you guys
up this debate.
For listening to the Social Media Church podcast. Please follow us on Social Media Church at our various social media platforms. And if you need additional assistance with your brand, please hit us up at Amplified. We'd definitely be willing to connect with you, or follow one of our famous and well sponsors, DonorBox. We appreciate y'all and we love y'all, man. That's it.